This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines, the information.
Oh, folks can hear the behind the scenes stuff.
Alex Jones.
Tim Kennedy. All right, final segment of David Knight's taking over with all the news and analysis. The Nally News tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Briefly, you want to talk about the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Then you were also put a tweet out about the millennials and like the Triggly Puffs and these socially entitled little anti-free speech hate mongers. Cover the waterfront, Tim.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Whatever this disease is right now, that you can go to college and graduate with a degree in feminism and that you think you're going to come into the workforce and be a productive member of society, but then you're going to complain that you can't get a really good job, so you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders and think that you're going to get it. Listen, I work like 18 hours a day so I can provide for my family. That's how it's supposed to work. I fall into bed tired. So stop being entitled little bitches and go to work. Stop wasting your time figuring out what oil you're going to put in your beard if you're wearing the right plaid shirt. Do work. Go to work. Work. Go. Scoot.
Man, that was beautifully said right there.
Just over it.
You just said it all. That is like 30 seconds on the social justice warrior, because you're right. They've set up college to give you degrees that don't work, knowing you'd be mad and go join the socialist takeover. This was a plan.
Yeah. And then they're going to charge you for education, and then you're going to get loans that's provided by the government, that then you're going to be paying interest to the government for the rest of your life, but you can never get a job to pay these loans back. So now you're just in the pocket of the government with a degree that's useless that you can never do anything with anyway. So,
and this is Tim Kennedy's message to social justice warriors, but you don't want to kill the gays, the radical Muslims do, but they're good and you're bad.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I'm a bigot. I'm a racist. I don't know what the problem is with this. We'll get it together eventually.
Getting back into all the great things you're doing, because, I mean, it's the same way. Having 20 irons in the fire, being involved, studies show this, makes you more alive, makes you have more energy. And I have energy, not as much as you. People go, man, you're weird. You care about things. Well, you're dead if you don't care. You look at these zombies walking around. I'm not a tough guy like you, but compared to these people I am, they're like soft zombies. I don't care what color they are. It's scary.
It is. Look at my hands right now. Because I'm looking at the calluses that... Like, I'm sitting underneath the desk. I'm like pulling calluses off of my hands because we were deadlifting yesterday. That was before we went and did yoga, and that's before we went and shot, and that's before I went and did jujitsu, and then I went and shot again. That was my day yesterday. You know, it was about 16 hours of work.
And it's empowering, not enslaving.
Yeah, it's kind of...
So it's the animating contest of liberty. I tell you, I can't wait with some of the stuff you're going to do. A lot of it's not even macho stuff. It's how to get, you know, organic farming, raw milk. I mean... you and Shane are going to be, I guess you're, you know, helping us get back to the primal human.
It's not that.
Folks think of the primal human as dumb, though. That's smart, right?
It's freedom. We're getting back to what freedom is.
Back to freedom is primal.
Yeah, it's not government saying, no, you can't buy raw milk. I'd be like, go screw yourself. I'll buy whatever I want. I'm American. That's what being free means. I'm going to go shoot a gun. I'm going to go ride a motorcycle without a helmet on if I feel like it. You know, it's not hurting anybody but me. This is my life. I'm going to do what I want. That is the idea behind what liberty means. It's not anybody else telling me what to do. So we,
1 minute on what I said we do. I apologize. We talked so much about 70 seconds on other topics. Sheepdog response. I need to do it because I'll be honest. I used to be an incredible shot, and I've gotten where I'm just okay now and everything else, and I need to get into what does Sheepdog do in 60 seconds? Tim Kennedy, give us the website.
Sheepdog gives you the tools that will make you the hardest person somebody ever tries to kill. You know, like looking at you, Alex, there's hundreds, if not thousands of groups that want you dead. They hate every word that comes out of your mouth, and they want to shut you up, whatever that takes. So they're going to look at the most accessible, vulnerable part of your life.
How to be a hard target.
You have to change your life to become a hard target, and that's what Sheepdog is. We show you where you're weak. We show you where your deficiencies are. We show you for situational awareness, biometrics, atmospheric, shooting, hand-to-hand combat, self-defense. We give you kind of a baseline. We can't give you everything in a week. We put you on a course to hopefully change your
life. A roadmap.
We line it out. You got to follow this to change your life so that when somebody tries to kill you, it's going to be one hell of a fight.
And people think, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be all paranoid. No, it's animating to be involved and aware of your environment. That's what humans are supposed to do.
Yeah. I watch people go into, like, a supermarket now. They're looking down at their grocery list. They have no idea what's even around them. Just pull your chin.
It's like folks walking out in front of buses or just...
All the time. It's like we've lost our minds. We're so attached to these little electronic
devices. Amazing. Tim Kennedy, it's great to be working with you.
Love you.
Very exciting.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nation Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show at this fourth hour. I'm David Knight on this Friday, May 27th, 2016. We've got some amazing news here. And, of course, it's interesting when we look at this video game where they're portraying Alex Jones as a transhuman terrorist. I just got this tweet from my son talking about what's going on in the Marvel Comics world, the Captain America Marvel Comics world, where they are portraying all of the people who are fighting for their rights against government oppression with, I think, and many of them have pointed out how it's illegal for the government to own this land. The people who have stood up to this process, who have tried to get the government to be accountable to the Constitution, are now villains, and they are now being linked by the Marvel Comics people with the Red Skull. That's right. This is Goodwin's Law being taken to comic book caricatures. But that's truly what it is. The guy who is the Nazi from Captain America, the Red Skull, is now buddies with the Bundys. That's the way they're doing it. But let's take a look first at this Alex Jones. We're gonna play you some excerpts in terms of the attacks that have been coming fast and furious against those people who are fighting what many have called the sagebrush revolution. We're going to play a couple of back and forth from the hit piece that the Washington Post put out on that group. So it's not just Marvel Comics, but it's also the Washington Post. But let's take a look at what's happening in the video game world. They're coming after Alex Jones, depicting him as a transhuman terrorist. Now, Alex Jones is not going to become a transhuman, okay? But they want to portray him, nevertheless, as a terrorist, just as Marvel Comics wants to portray patriots who are standing up for property rights that they've had for century and a half. They're being driven off of the land, being shut down by the government. Now they're depicting Alex Jones as a terrorist in this video game trailer. Let's take a look at this this trailer here.
Our God-given rights to defend our will.
Yesterday, we're an anti-augmentation sentiment. Thousands of lives. It doesn't matter how many idiots you get out there on the street.
We will not relinquish our limbs. Do you understand?
What's happening on the street? The mainstream media pushing this narrative.
The officer suffered severe injuries.
And after incident, you need to be afraid because they are coming for you.
You will not be made slaves to corporations.
Okay. That's actually kind of funny parody in the sense that he's got like a Piers Morgan moment there. And this guy that you see yelling, we will not relinquish our limbs. Okay. He's got an artificial arm that he's doing it. So I guess that's has the right to keep and bear artificial arms. That's what they're trying to put out there. Okay. Now, Mark Dyes looked at this, and he pointed out in this article by Don Salazar, you can see the entire clip. We're going to play another part of it for the trailer for the game. You can see that at Infowars.com in Don's article, Alex Jones depicted as a transhuman terrorist in a new video game. In that article, he quotes Mark Dyce, who says, this new video game is both interesting and disturbing. It raises some serious questions about the coming transhumanist technology, but it also appears to depict Alex Jones from Infowars.com as a transhuman terrorist who's behind a series of truck bombings that are designed to attack humans who are trying to round up the Augs, those who have augmentations, and put them in a concentration camp because of their technology's malfunctioning, causing them to be a danger to others. Let's play another clip. They've got two clips out of this trailer for the video game. Let's play the next clip.
What is their plan for us? Why are they building concentration camps? What's going on out there?
Reports of multiple takes out only one way to deal with these bloodthirsty fanatics.
A lot of people die!
Okay, so we're just paranoid. You know, we're saying that, hey, as they're shutting down all of our privacy, as they're putting their hands on us at the airports, as they're looking for other ways to invade our bodies with their mandatory vaccines, as we see the rise of what appears to be drills for martial law, but even more concerning, the rise of geospatial intelligence to track us everywhere we go to control our movements. So we're just being paranoid. And as representative of that, they have a guy who looks very much like Alex. I mean, they even have the same background behind his head here that we have in the main studio. And he's got, as I point out, his Piers Morgan moment there where he's yelling, almost said 1776 will commence again if you take artificial limbs, right? That's they didn't go there, but they parodied that. Now, of course, today we've got Obama as I think it was yesterday. Actually it was today. He's in Hiroshima. He's calling for a world without nuclear weapons. And this is from The Hill. They quote him as saying, death fell from the sky and the world was changed when America bombed Hiroshima. Well, you know what? Death fell from the sky and the world was changed when Pearl Harbor was bombed, too. And the bottom line is, I understand that FDR wanted that to happen. I understand there was a stand down at the upper levels, and in that sense, it was a false flag. But the Japanese really did bomb Pearl Harbor, folks. They really did. They really killed a lot of people. They did horrible things to people during the war. They were the aggressors, and we were the ones who shut that down. And so what could Obama do as we come to this Memorial Day? We remember people who fought for our country to keep it free. What could he do to come after America on his last Memorial Day as president? Well, what better thing to do than to go to Hiroshima and to rewrite history completely devoid of context and just say, you know, We killed a lot of people here. I'm so sorry about that. Well, you know, the Japanese killed a lot of people, and they started it. They started it. Yeah, we could have stopped them if FDR would have put up some defenses or whatever, but that was their choice. They decided that they wanted to attack America, and they needed to bear the consequences. And if we look at the consequences of what would have happened, would there have been more people who would have died if we would have taken it by conventional warfare? You know, when we had, who's the guy that was on The Fog of War? McNamara. He did a documentary with this master documentarian. He's able to get people to confess to murder, as he did in The Thin Blue Line. And he talked to Robert McNamara about his involvement in World War II and then the fact that he pushed this domino theory in Vietnam and so forth. And McNamara said, we killed more people in the Dresden bombings. It was a worse catastrophe than what happened with the nuclear weapons. And he said, if we'd lost, we would have been tried as war criminals. He wouldn't confess to being a war criminal because of Vietnam. He did confess to the fact that the Gulf of Tonkin issue was a complete fabrication, that it was a lie, that it was a false flag to get us involved in that, and that he escalated that. But when we look at what would have happened, yeah, it would have been a catastrophe. It would have been a civilian catastrophe because they would have fought to the end, I believe, and there would have been a lot of American lives lost as well. And so it has to be put into that context. Yes, do we want to try to control nuclear weapons? Of course we want to try to control nuclear weapons. But Obama, when he says we want a world without nuclear weapons, he's just playing to the liberal crowd that's in la-la land. You know, you've squeezed that toothpaste out of the tube, unfortunately. And we can't go back to a world without nuclear weapons. We can have an America without nuclear weapons while the rest of the world has nuclear weapons, but we can't go back there. Here's the real issue. While he talks about that and portrays himself as being this compassionate individual, he's creating biological, chemical warfare weapons. As we had pointed out on our show many times by people who are experts on this, Francis Boyle was a guest of mine earlier this week. When he was on with Alex Jones at the end of January, he said the bioweapons program that the Pentagon has is three times larger than the Manhattan Project was that gave us nuclear weapons. So that's what they're creating. And then he parades around with this phony compassion saying, we want a world without nuclear weapons. What a bunch of nonsense. There's nothing behind this except to rewrite America's role in history. And that's the way USA Today headlines it. They say, first take, Hiroshima and Obama's sense of history. Obama is trying to write his own chapter in world history as a president who redefined America's role in the world. Yes, he wants to make America the villain in every case. Our free economy is a villain. Our military, when they fought back against aggression, is the villain. Okay? That was a defensive war, folks. And, you know, we were not the aggressors. We were not the villains in that. It's absolutely amazing to see Barack Obama do this. And it truly is a deliberate thing that he's doing here on Memorial Day weekend to rub America's nose in the ground, to rub my parents' generation's nose into the ground because he hates this country. He's got a sense of history from his CIA family that raised him in Indonesia. That's where he went to school. Okay? He hates this country. He wants to rewrite history on Memorial Day and say, we're the bad guys who did all of this. Now, at the same time, I wanted to tell you how the media has spun what Trump said yesterday. North Dakota. I started to say South Dakota. He went to Bismarck, North Dakota. And there he said that he will undo Obama's climate change agenda. Now, it's reported by Reuters as this being an appeal to the oil sector. In other words, he's pandering to a bunch of oil company executives. He was speaking to 7,700 people. Okay, now, the conference center there was a Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Bismarck. Was it 7,700 oil company executives, as I said? Are there that many oil company executives? Maybe there are. I don't know. But the bottom line is that we don't need this climate change treaty that was done. This is not something that is just simply targeted at one industry. This is targeting our entire economy. This will shut down our economy if we allow them to do this. What he needs to do is not just shut down that climate change treaty Donald Trump needs to take away the police powers of the EPA. And he needs to take away their legislative powers. That's truly what needs to be done. He understands that we need to have regulation that is not, as he points out, outdated, unnecessary, bad for workers, contrary to the national interest. He needs to scrap it and needs to be scrapped completely. That's what he said he will do. We will still have regard for rational environmental concerns, but not the agenda to take down this country that Obama and the EPA have. We'll be right back.
This is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about what's happening with the demonization of patriots, both by Washington Post and by Marvel Comics. We've also got some articles about Tennessee passing a Gold Reserve Act, where they'll have a gold depository within the state. Texas did that last year. Now we've got another state, Tennessee. Very interesting to see this happening. Also, the TPP will subject Canadian citizens' banking data to the U.S. Patriot Act. And this is something that has come up once before. Rand Paul pointed this out. He was called quirky by Obama for being concerned about American citizens' financial data being exposed to foreign governments, being exposed to everybody, essentially. It's the Fourth Amendment. We have a right to privacy in our person, our place, our papers, that sort of thing. You know, it's those principles that are there. Yeah, this is electronic in most cases. That doesn't mean that the principles don't apply. But the Canadians need to understand this, too. Do they really want to get under the Patriot Act? You know, the banks are telling them, yeah, you need to do that. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, we'll remind you that we now have Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now, get your bottles before it sells out. It's a good time to stock up. It's been gone for over a month. If you're having trouble getting some of this stuff, sign up for our auto ship. That can get you a 10% discount. Make sure that this stuff doesn't ever go out of stock. But if it's something that you want to try or you're not on auto ship, now's a good time to get Super Male Vitality. It's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We've also extended the sale on our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off. This is this weekend only. So it's about to end, the 20% off sale on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is something you really need to have for your family's emergency supply, as well as a key nutraceutical that you need to have available for your own health. It's 99.99% pure iodine salt crystals from deep within the earth, lab tested for purity. You can get it 20% off right now, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's take this story about the TPP first, because I also want to talk about what's going on within the Libertarian Party. And I keep hearing, as I see these debates with the Libertarian Party, there was one that I watched with John Stossel, and they asked them about free trade. Look, I understand that free trade in principle is a good idea, but can we talk about what these trade deals are in reality? Okay? These are not free trade. We had NAFTA. Ron Paul correctly pointed out, you don't need a 1,000-page trade agreement to have free trade. You just have free trade. So it's not about that. It's about managed trade. It's about crony capitalism. And it's going to be managed by people that you don't have any say-so. People who aren't elected officials even. People who are offshore are going to control our economy if this goes through. But there's also massive privacy issues involved in these treaties. They're not simply, they're not even trade treaties. These are treaties that were signed secretly, negotiated by these multinational corporations because they are stakeholders. You aren't. You don't own anything in their eyes. And so they created this thing and then dumped it on our legislators and said, you know, run this thing through. And the legislators obediently, I think it was 96, the final vote, 96-4 in the Senate, they said, yeah, we're going to shut this down. We're not going to follow the procedure that's in the Constitution for ratifying a treaty. That's what the Trade Promotion Authority, which is passed, that's what it's all about. It's about saying, you know, there's this process in the Constitution. We have to have two-thirds of the people in the Senate ratify a treaty. We're going to say, forget about that. We're going to say there's just a simple majority in the Senate and a simple majority in the House. And we're not going to have a debate. And we're not going to have amendments. And we're not going to have filibusters. And we're not going to be able to keep this from coming to the floor. They did all of that with the TPA. And, of course, you had Ted Cruz vote for that before he voted against it finally. Rand Paul voted against it consistently. And now it is coming up, hopefully, and this is a key thing. You're going to find that even though Hillary Clinton says she now opposes it, she will vote for this if she becomes president. I think Bernie Sanders would vote against it simply because he doesn't like corporations. Donald Trump will vote against it because he thinks it's a bad deal, and it is. But it is far more than just an economic treaty. It also affects our freedoms on the Internet. And then this new thing here from the New American. TPP would subject Canadian citizens' banking data to the USA Patriot Act, a provision in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement to which Canada and the United States are parties, makes it quite likely, quote-unquote, that the private banking details of Canadian citizens could be accessible to the American security intelligence agencies, according to a member of the Canadian Parliament. Now, one of these guys said, there is a quid pro quo because a number of Canadian companies in the financial sectors, that's the banks and the insurance sector have told us that the cross-border flow of data is very important. So there you go. If the bankers tell you it's important to them, it doesn't matter about our privacy. And it doesn't matter about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution either, because the bankers want it. Just do whatever they say. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about what's going on in the Libertarian Party as well as with these attacks on patriots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at Guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special. Their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour. You know, we see this back and forth going on between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Perhaps they're going to do a debate. Very interesting idea. It shows how things are really being shaken up, but also the people who have been there as the core of the establishment parties and the Democrat and Republican parties are closing the ranks. And they are coming out and telling people they need to back off on some of this third-party insurrection here. Just as we saw the Republican Party come out against Donald Trump, we now have the party faithful coming out against Bernie Sanders within the Democrat Party. This is the Daily Cause. The guy that they took his, it's named after him. His name is Mark Cause Malutsis, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sorry if I'm butchering your name here, but he's the founder and editor-in-chief of the Daily Cause, a liberal blogging site, supports the Democrat Party. This is an article from Mint Press. He told the site's users in March that the site would soon be transitioning to, quote-unquote, general election footing. So here's this guy, what is he, 20-something or whatever, you know, like a Zuckerberg. These guys want to be your little political dictators. They're going to control the press. These guys have the most contempt for free speech I've ever seen in my life. Of course, that's what they've been raised on in these schools. Shut down, as we've been talking about all day. Shut down anybody who opposes your viewpoint. Absolute total censorship. Absolute total intolerance. And often, that's what they excuse it with. Tolerance. In the name of tolerance, we're going to shut down your free speech. We're going to censor you. We're going to say that you need to be killed. So here he is. He says, we're going to go pretty soon on the Daily Cause. We're going to go to general election footing. Well, what does that mean? Well, the Mint Press says this, according to his blog post, that this meant that bloggers would be banned from making, quote, attacks on Hillary Clinton using right-wing tropes or sources. So no criticism of Hillary Clinton on the Daily Cause. Now, he goes on to say, you can talk about Bernie, just don't use any talking points from the right wing or any sources that we would consider to be right wing. or we're going to ban you. We're going to throw you off. Don't use terms like oligarch or warmonger, you know, that right wing stuff. You know, only right wingers can be warmongers. You can't call Hillary Clinton a warmonger. Users are also banned from advocating for third party Green candidate Jill Stein or any other third-party candidates. See, total censorship by the Daily Cause, okay? Founded in 2002. Doesn't take these little brats very long to try to trash free speech. Once they get a little bit of power, they have nothing but contempt for it. Now, what's going on with third parties? We've got, as we pointed out yesterday, we had an interview with John McAfee, and we pointed out then that the Libertarians are meeting in a convention in Orlando this weekend. They will pick their nominee at convention this weekend. Last night, they began with a debate. And during that debate, Gary Johnson, who appears to be the darling of the establishment press, because why? He's an established politician, and they just want an established politician so badly, especially the Never Trump people. So they want an establishment politician like Gary Johnson. And he was asked by Austin Peterson, who is also running, said, this is according to Reason Magazine, Peterson, who's been making hay with the contention that, quote, it's time for us to stop nominating failed Republicans. I don't know if Gary Johnson, I would even consider him to be a Republican. I think he's a Democrat. He won twice in a Democrat state. Second time he won with an even larger margin because he did exactly what a Democrat would have done in that case. He wisely positioned himself and labeled himself as a Republican so the Republicans wouldn't oppose him. But he governed as a Democrat, and so did the guy that he is holding up, William Weld, who was a two-term governor from Massachusetts. He also governed as a Democrat. But Peterson says it's time to stop nominating failed Republicans and start nominating successful Libertarians. And he got sustained applause when he challenged Johnson over saying that he wants to have William Weld, the two-term liberal governor from Massachusetts, as his vice president to run running mate. He said in 2012, William Weld didn't endorse Ron Paul. He didn't endorse you. He endorsed Mitt Romney. And in 2016, William Weld, before he decided that he wanted to be a libertarian, he endorsed John Kasich. He says, why didn't your VP pick you? And Johnson came back, they said, with a rambling answer, and you can see the video if you go to Reason. He started off by saying that Weld was beyond his wildest dreams to be able to have an establishment politician. So that's what's important to him. It's not about individual liberty. It's about saying, we've got a ticket with two establishment Republicans. Look, the Libertarian Party, and I hate to see this, the Libertarian Party this weekend is in a fight for its very soul. Whether or not it's going to mean anything or whether or not they're going to sell out for the admiration of the K Street, Wall Street lobbyist juncture, okay? That's what they want. They don't care about Main Street. They want Wall Street and K Street lobbyists to admire them. And then he went on to say this, and this is what got him booed. Gary Johnson said William Weld was, quote, the original libertarian. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about William Weld here. It's truly amazing. As the interview yesterday, John McAfee pointed out, I haven't met a single libertarian that doesn't believe we have a right to own and keep arms. And Gary Johnson picks a man who doesn't want anyone under 21 having a gun, who doesn't believe that arms are necessary unless they're used for hunting. You can see this on the article and video that we've got of the interview. McAfee says Republicans are taking over the Libertarian Party. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're pandering. They want to be looked at as an established party. They have seen a massive increase in people who are interested in what they're about because they don't like Trump or they don't like Hillary or Bernie, and so people are checking them out. And so what they decide that they will do is try to present themselves as the GOP establishment. I think it's really sad. You know, they have put themselves out there for the longest time and said, when people say, what is the Libertarian Party about? And they've done this for longer than I was involved there. They used to tell people, well, we're fiscally conservative, but we're socially liberal. And I never really liked that. I think they ought to just say, we're for individual liberty, because that's what they should be for. See, when they say they're for fiscally conservative, they're telling people, you know, when it comes to money, we're like the GOP. And when it comes to social policy, we're like the Democrats. And boy, Gary Johnson truly is like the Democrats. When he ran last time, he was all about abortion, about gay marriage. And those are not issues. When I was in the Libertarian Party, of course, gay marriage was not on the radar at that point. But certainly abortion was. And there was a pro-life movement within the Libertarian Party. When I was there, I really wasn't part of it until I ran for Congress. And then as people started asking me questions about it, I started thinking about it deeply. It wasn't anything I'd ever really thought about in my personal life. And at that time, partial birth abortion was beginning. And once I looked at that, because people asked me, well, would you support partial birth abortion? And I looked at it, and it's like, wow. When I looked at the procedure, I said, this is just murdering a baby. This is murdering a full-term baby. No, I'm not for that. And that was the beginning of my change. Actually, running for office changed me. So, yeah, people can change their positions on things. I'm not really so sure that William Weld has come around. He supported an assault weapons ban. You know, he comes back and he tells the people at the Libertarian Party, he says, well, I'm a lifelong hunter and gun owner. As a governor of Massachusetts, I went along with some modest restrictions on certain types of firearms. Other people would call that an assault weapon ban. Okay, but he calls it modest restrictions on certain types of firearms. Okay, talk about a politician. Talk about throwing this stuff around. I mean, it is flying fast and furious from these guys. He says, I was deeply concerned about gun violence, and frankly, the people I represented were demanding action. So there you go. If the mob wants to take your gun, William Weld said, hey, I'm with the mob. I don't really care about your God-given rights. I don't really care about the Constitution that prohibits that. Yeah, the majority of people want to take it. See, that's the living document view of the Constitution. We don't really care what it says. It's just words. And we don't really want to be caught up with words that much. We're going to just go with what we think it should be. And he says, sometimes governing involves tough choices. I had to make more than a few of those. Today, 25 years later, I would make some different choices. Notice he doesn't say that he is just unqualified support for individual liberty. That's the problem. And that's the choice that is being faced by the libertarians this weekend. Are they going to lose the fight for individual liberty? You know, when he talks about being socially liberal and fiscally conservative, understand that the Republicans are not fiscally conservative. They are engineering the economy. And the Democrats are not socially tolerant. They're very intolerant. They want to engineer the economy, just as the Republicans want to, with crony capitalism, engineer the economy for their benefit. The Democrats want to engineer our bathrooms, even, okay, down to that level. They want to engineer everything so that they are in control. We need to not play into that. We need to not say, well, I'm Republican on this issue and Democrat on that issue. We need to just say, we're about individual liberty. That's what the founder said. Just say, I'm about liberty, and I will take liberty before safety. I will take liberty before prosperity. Give me liberty or give me death. And I don't really care about your pragmatic arguments about safety or prosperity. I want freedom. Because if I give up my liberty to get any of that you're promising me, I will never be, as a slave, prosperous. I will never, as a slave, be safe. So I don't really care about those arguments. Liberty comes first, second, third, last, always. Okay. Now, let's talk about how, and we haven't covered this in detail. We mentioned it at the beginning of the week because this came out over the weekend. Washington Post coming, singling out one individual in Oregon, B.J. Soper. This was featured on the Drudge Report for quite a while. Primed to fight the government, a fast-growing U.S. movement aimed with guns and the Constitution. How horrible is that? You're armed with guns and the Constitution. Sounds like a bunch of bitter clingers, doesn't it? Sees a dire threat to liberty. You bet. You bet. We see a dire threat to everything in this country. We see a dire threat to property rights everywhere when the government can come in and confiscate property rights that loggers, miners, ranchers have had, water rights, surface rights, mining rights, logging rights, to shut down the economy in the rural areas, that they would violate property rights and deeds that have been in force for over a century and a half, that they would come in with a pen and just declare that they are going to take over millions of acres in state after state after state, which is what Obama is doing. Now, I wanted to play for you. I'm not going to go over this whole article. It's a very long article. You should look at it. And, of course, they come after them trying to make him look dangerous because he's got his family there as they're training with firearms. And quite frankly, folks, that is not a dangerous thing. If you're going to have firearms, you need to have your kids. There he is. Isn't that awful? He's got a 16-year-old who is shooting a rifle. And he's got a young child, their 4-year-old, watching the destructive power of a rifle so she doesn't play with it. That's what you want to do with your kids. You want to be able to defend yourselves, and you want to make sure that kids don't think that this is a toy. Because in Hollywood, they like to show very reckless uses of guns. So it's a good thing as a parent for you to show responsible uses of guns. But anyway, they try to demonize him in another number of ways. They say he believes in Agenda 21 and a lot of things that they just dismiss as conspiracy theories. Yeah, they call it the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development now. It's still a UN agenda. They have rebranded it, and that's what they're talking about. So whenever they talk about sustainability, folks are talking about what we've been talking. Those of us who've been looking at it for a long time still call it Agenda 21 because that, quite frankly, is what it is. But one of the things that I wanted to focus on here is the back and forth between, they have a video embedded in the article where they actually let the man, B.J. Soper, talk. And then they have a rebuttal from a law professor. So I want to play both of those, and I'm going to talk a little bit over them. Let's play that first one from B.J. Soper where he talks about the constitutional issues as if it mattered. Let's play that.
Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. To exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 square miles, as may, by cession of a particular state and the acceptance of Congress to become the seat of the government of the United States. Obviously, they're talking about Washington, D.C. here. So it continues on as, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state, in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. So how I interpret this is that in order for the federal government to manage public lands or to own public lands, as it may be, they need to do three things. They need to get the consent of the legislature of the state that the land resides in. They need to pay for it. And they also need to use it for these specific purchases, to erect forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. It's very clear that that is the limit of the federal government's ownership of land.
Absolutely. He lays it out precisely. He reads it for them, and he says, and of course, now this is what it means. You know, it means that we're talking 10 square miles, that's Washington, D.C. They need to get the permission from the state's legislatures if they're going to take this land. They need to pay for the land that they take. And they need to use it for these stated purposes, like creating forts or ports or those sorts of things. So then the Washington Post goes to this law professor. His name is Louis Steidman, and this is what he has to say.
His reading of the words is not the only possible reading, maybe not even the most natural reading. Beyond that, you know, there are complicated issues about federal land management.
Hold it right there. Okay. His reading of the words is not the only possible meaning of the words. See, this is the way that they like to deconstruct things. Okay? It's the postmodern arguments here where they come in and say, you know, the words don't really mean what you think. 10 square miles, that could mean anything. Forts, ports, that could mean anything. Paying for the land, that doesn't really mean anything. This law professor is putting out the idea that is being sold by the Supreme Court and most of the people in the universities now. Most of the, there was an article on Drudge today, and I forget what the percentage was, but it was in the high 80s. I think, or maybe it was 82%, if I remember correctly now. 82%, I think, of all the law professors, or was it lawyers, are Democrats. But the bottom line is, this is what they're teaching in the law schools. They're teaching words don't really mean anything. If words don't mean anything, then we can't have a discussion, can we? If everything is just subjective and it's whatever I say it means, then what are we even talking about? But then he goes on to try to make an argument. So first he tries to muddy the water by saying, well, you know, that's just words. I'm not going to debate those words. I'm not going to say, well, okay, what he's talking about there in the Constitution, this is the way that I understand. He's not going to even interpret it. He just doesn't care. He says, well, you know, we could look at other things. Let's continue on with what he has to say with us.
To be debated and thought about.
But he's not going to debate it.
Obvious the federal government should own as much land as it does currently. But if you want a really bizarre way of settling that dispute, it would be trying to figure out what words written 250 years ago by people who are no longer alive.
Oh, we just can't know. We just can't know. Stay with us. We're going to keep on with this. We're going to tell you what Marvel Comics says. It's impossible to know what words like forts and ports meant because they were written 200 years ago.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show in our final segment. I'm David Knight. Before we go back to this law professor saying that we can't possibly understand the words of the Constitution. I want to remind you that we've extended the sale for Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off. We've extended that sale through this weekend only, and then it will be ending. We've had that on sale for, I think, probably about a week. We do have Super Male Vitality back in stock. It has been out for over a month. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com, so check those out. Again, 20% off InfoWars Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's our 99.99% pure iodine salt. Crystals come from deep within the earth. It's in a very easy form to take. It's in liquid form, so you don't have to swallow pills or do anything like that. I love having these liquid supplements that are great quality like that. Get it for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, this is from the article that was put out this last weekend by the Washington Post. They talked to a guy, B.J. Soper. He's very concerned about the direction our country was headed. He saw what the government is doing in terms of stealing land, in terms of tearing up treaties with people that they made. That's what these property rights are. You know, they're not saying that they own the land. This is the way it's being spun by the urban media. The same person can have mining. You can have multiple people on the same piece of land. Can have water rights, surface rights, or mining rights, okay, on the same piece of land. Three people could have property rights, and those are just different forms of property rights, even logging rights. All of those could be on the same piece of land. Somebody could be taking out the dead wood, making the place safer so you don't have uncontrolled fires. At the same time, someone else is mining below it. At the same time, somebody else is grazing cattle on it. You can have multiple uses of this for that benefit everybody. But the government would rather burn the economy down in the rural areas. And you've got Obama with his pen taking millions of acres of land. And so the response from this guy, when he sees what happened with the Bundy Ranch, when he sees what's happening in Oregon, his response is to create an educational group, Central Oregon Constitutional Guard. They try to make him look like a demon by talking to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the people who actually, these people... before he founded the Southern Poverty Law Center, the founder defended the Ku Klux Klan during the Civil Rights era. That was the only thing that he got involved in, and he had the audacity to call it the Southern Poverty Law Center. He never worked for civil rights. He simply defended the Ku Klux Klan. And so this is a guy who is out there trying to make everybody look dangerous. But they show that he is going out educating people, and we had this back and forth. First, he has a video where he talks about his understanding of the Constitution. Then this law professor comes in. I want to pick this up. He's telling everybody that you can't possibly understand what's in the Constitution. Listen to this.
It would be trying to figure out what words written 250 years ago by people who are no longer alive and who had some very odd ideas about things.
He doesn't like their ideas.
Would you say that the sweeping clause would be something that would, in some way, give the government the power to own large tracts of land?
The sweeping clause.
Well, as usual...
Okay. All right, let's hold it right there. Look, they've got all these clauses. They've got the Commerce Clause. They've got the Sweeping Clause. They've got Supremacy Clauses. All these... The Commerce Clause. They use all these different arguments. Well, you know what? Every time they do that, you have to point out to them that the Ninth and Tenth Amendments superseded any of those things, even if that was the correct interpretation of it, and it's not. Okay, the Commerce Clause would say we're going to have free trade with the United States, and yet you've got the government saying you can't have competition across state lines with insurance companies. They shut down that trade. And then they use the Commerce Clause to say, but no, we can regulate all the rest of your economic activity. It's a total fraud. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments superseded that. That's what he was saying. That's the lies that they feed you. And I didn't have time to go into what Marvel Comics is doing. They got the Red Skull out there making common cause with these poor people that the government is attacking out there, showing them as the victims. This is Goodwin's Law, because this is the guy who represents Hitler in a very obvious way, saying he's got common cause with these cowboys out there. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.